I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life.
You know, the theme song says, living right has given me so much more. But you really can't live right until you've asked the Lord into your heart. There is no way for a person to be good in any way, shape, or form until they've asked Jesus Christ to save them and they've made sure of heaven and they're on their way. Well, today we want to continue our study in the book of Romans, chapter 1. You say, well, we're going through this pretty slow. Well, I don't want to hurry through it. I want us to look at it, and really we are hurrying through it. I could spend a lot more time on each verse. But what we want to do is get an overview of what Paul the Apostle is speaking of in the book of Romans. Before we get started, let me invite you to look at our website, lrwm.org. On the website, you can download a transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. You can also listen to it again by going there and listen to other programs. There are several programs on there of It's a Good Life, and you can go to that website, LRWM, and look at those programs. You can also email me from that website and send me any prayer requests that you have. You can also write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Well, today we want to pick up with Romans chapter 1, and we want to look at verse 16. We left off with verse 16 the last time we were together, and I made mention that Paul's three great I Ams. Notice this. He says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Notice the three I Ams of Paul the Apostle. First of all, he says, I am debtor, verse 14. I am ready, verse 15. And he says, I am not ashamed, in verse 16. Notice, Paul was not ashamed. He was not ashamed to go to prison for the sake of the gospel. And he was not ashamed to die for the sake of the gospel. And we as Christians should not be ashamed of the gospel. And some people are ashamed to the gospel, are ashamed to the gospel today, living contrary to its principles. Not, I pray that you're not one of those people who are bringing dishonor and disgrace to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, Paul also says that in verse 16 that it is the power of God. It is. The gospel is the power of God. And that Greek word dunamis is the English word dynamite. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 24, it says this, for the preaching of a cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power, the dynamite of God. Verse 24, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power, the dynamite of God, and the wisdom of God. Notice something here. Creation was mere finger play to God. Psalm 8:3 says, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Creation, mere finger play to God. But redemption required nothing less than the mighty arm of God. Isaiah 53:1 says, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Creation cost God very little. Redemption cost God His only Son. It took the power of God to transform Saul, the chief persecutor of Christians, into Paul, the chief apostle. It takes the power of God to save and to transform any sinner. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. And Acts 26:18 says, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Paul the Apostle, was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it was the power, the dynamite of God to save anyone who would call upon his name, upon the name of the Lord. Well, notice here, the verse says, everyone. God's gospel is not for a select few. It is for everyone. Some would have you to believe that there are only certain ones who are chosen to be saved. There are only certain ones who will go to heaven. Well, those certain ones that go to heaven are those who trust Jesus Christ. God does not say, you are chosen to be saved, you're lost, you're going to hell. God does not choose people like that. People must make a decision on their own. We have been given a free will to choose whom we will serve. Do we want to serve God, ourselves, the devil, or anything else in this world? We choose to serve God. We want Jesus Christ as our Savior. And I trust that you want Jesus Christ, God's Son, as your Savior today. You have a choice to make. It's not up to God to choose you. It's up to you to choose God. Notice Paul says in verse 16, we see the word believeth. He says, therefore it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The gospel must be believed. This is the human responsibility. We're not saved by works, but we must make a decision. John 6:47 talks about this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Romans 4:5 says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. God does the saving, but man must do the believing. Faith is the hand of the heart which reaches out and receives God's grace of salvation. There is no other way to be saved today other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice in that verse, verse 16 once again, the power of God unto salvation. Unto means done. Unto means done. Everyone who believes the gospel is saved. Acts 16 talks about this and in so many verses, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It's done when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, who's the gospel given to? We see there that in verse 16 it says, to the Jew first. To the Jew first. The Messiah rejected and crucified by the Jews, yet these people were the first to hear God's good news. Acts chapter 2 talks about this on the day of Pentecost. John chapter 4 and verse 22. Matthew 1:21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Note this, if you would. The Gentiles did not hear the gospel until Acts chapter 10, when Cornelius called for Peter. And today, the gospel is to go to all men without distinction. Romans chapter 10, verses 12 through 13, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It makes no difference who you are today. I don't care if you're rich, poor, good-looking, ugly, man, woman, boy, or girl. You can be saved through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the gospel, the good news, that He was crucified, buried, and resurrected on that third day. Believe upon Him. Ask Him to come into your heart. Well, notice Romans chapter 1 and verse 17 now. He says the gospel of Christ, that he's not ashamed of it. It's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. He continues on saying in verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. He gives us something to live by here. Therein. Therein what? In the gospel. The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. The righteousness of God. Man lacks righteousness. Romans 3:10 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And man needs righteousness. And you can read 1 Corinthians 6:9 in comparison with that. And how can man and men get the righteousness that they need? By trusting Jesus Christ. By faith. Paul says in verse 17, men and women must receive and appropriate the righteousness of God by faith. There's nothing good within me. It's all of Jesus Christ. And this doctrine of justification by faith became one of the three great pillars of the Reformation. And the other two were the supreme authority of the Bible and the universal priesthood of believers. Well, notice verse 18 now of Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. He says there's only one way to be saved, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, we're starting to see Paul, the apostle, as the prosecutor. He's starting to bring it home now. He's starting to let us understand who we really are, who the people of this world really are without Jesus Christ. Holding the truth in righteousness, he says in verse 18. Holding the truth and the wrath of God. We need God's righteousness, according to verse 17, but we deserve God's wrath, according to verse 18. Now, the subject of God's wrath is sadly ignored in many churches today. God's love is frequently mentioned, but God's wrath is rarely spoken of. In presenting the gospel, Paul knew that he must present the bad news before presenting the good news. Before a man is ready for salvation, he must see his need for salvation. People don't go to the doctor unless they have a need. People don't go to the Savior unless they see themselves as needy sinners. And this is how and why Paul is presenting this the way he does. Notice ungodliness and unrighteousness here. God must judge and pour out His wrath against all those who do not measure up to His standard of righteousness. Do you know Him today as your Savior? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? In the first three chapters of Romans, especially chapter 3, we see how ungodly and unrighteous we really are. We see that we deserve God's wrath to the full. He says, hold, in verse 17, hold down, suppress the righteous truth of God. There are people today who are trying to put down God. But he says these are revealed. People had the truth, but they suppressed it. It's revealed, though. The truth was revealed from heaven. And I would like for you to notice that these people were not ignorant of the truth, and they were not without the knowledge of the truth. They had the truth, but they suppressed it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And that holds true today. There are people trying to hold down, suppress the truth of the gospel. I pray that you know Him today, and you've trusted Him as your Savior. And if you have trusted Him, you need to be living for Him and doing His will, working for Him, telling others about Jesus Christ. Well, until the next time, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer. Jesus, I have the happiness that I